Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Are you a binge drinker? Have you ever wondered? I had a little trouble getting started there because I was trying to think of how to say this. I'm going to give you some signs that you might be overdoing it and what to do about it, because this is becoming more and more of an issue. A whopping 1 out of 6 Americans overindulge in alcohol. We know that. And the figures are even more high and sobering when it comes to college students. And it's worrisome for parents when they send their children off to college that they're going to engage in these binge drinking games, which can be extremely dangerous and even fatal in some cases, and that they're going to get into a habit of binge drinking. Rather than figuring out a way to use moderation, new research from the University of Alabama at Birmingham is putting figures behind this pastime that we're seeing at colleges, binge drinking, and researchers estimate that 1,800 or more college students ages 18 to 24 die each year from alcohol-related injuries. But that includes car accidents and such. But about 20% of those meet the criteria for alcohol use disorder. So how do you know? It certainly isn't exclusive to young adults at college, but sometimes the college atmosphere tends to propagate this. They play games. They do beer bongs and all of these things, hanging upside down and seeing how much you can drink. And of course, you can easily drink 5 shots at once, but it's 10 minutes later that it could be poisonous to you. So what exactly does qualify as binge drinking? Well, for men, it means having 5 or more drinks in a 2-hour period. People don't recognize binge drinking as a problem because they think, oh, well, 5 drinks in 2 hours, that's really no big deal. But when you think about it, that's, you know, more than a drink every half an hour. So that means you're drinking rather quickly. So, you know, people don't sort of feel the effects creeping up on them. Sometimes the effects take a little bit longer to kick in, but that's how it certainly can happen. Binge drinking is becoming a major cause for concern. Overindulging in alcohol is actually the culprit behind more than 80,000 deaths in this country, and it's the 3rd leading cause of preventable deaths. So you want to look for some signs that you might be binge drinking. Have you become more of a risk taker? Are you a weekend warrior, somebody who just really loves to wait for the weekend and then pounds? Then you know that you have an issue. You can't stick to your limits. If you go out on a Friday night saying, I'm really going to stick to this time, I'm not going to overdo, I'm just going to have 2 drinks tonight because that's really just it, then you know that you have an issue with it. If you black out or you can't remember things that happened on the night, that is a big sign that you overindulged. And if you do that very often, then you have an issue with this. If family and friends are becoming worried about you, a lot of these are symptoms of alcoholism as well, but we're talking in terms of binge drinking. And so you might not be an alcoholic if you have these things happen to you, but it is certainly something to take a look at. And if you're become a slacker, if you're starting to neglect things, if you're hungover all the time, if you blow off classes if you're at college, or you call in sick to work because you really overdid it the night before, and this has happened repeatedly, then you definitely know that you're having an issue and it's something that you need to really take care of. This is so important. So we're going to talk at the trending about hangover relief, but a little bit here before we talk about hangover relief, before you go out at night, make sure you drink a full glass of water. And drink a glass of water between each drink that you have. That's a great way to protect yourself. Keep you hydrated, because you know that drinking dehydrates you. Eat a full meal before you go out. Don't just say, okay, I'm not gonna have any drinks. I'm not gonna have any food. I'm just gonna wait and have my drinks. Make sure you eat before you go out. We have more tips coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.